Welcome to Mission Critical, a podcast about the big picture, the purpose, and the values that drive today's most game-changing companies, entrepreneurs, and leaders. I'm your host, Lance Chung, Editor-in-Chief of Glory Media, and I'll be introducing you to a group of brilliant minds who are making an impact on the world and forging the path ahead. While they may all be very different from each other, the question remains the same. What's your mission?
Hi, Takashi. How are you?
How are you?
Welcome to Toronto.
Yes, first time.
How was your visit so far?
I watching to the landscape this morning.
Yes.
Because last night is very dark.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we're so happy to have you here in Toronto and in Canada. It's a very special moment
Thank
for everyone.
Thank you so much to invite here.
I want to start off our chat by talking about, you know, your art has undergone a very significant evolution over the years. How would you describe the evolution of your artistic style, and what factors have influenced those changes?
My first time to come to the contemporary art is very big influence in New York, new paintings, like Julian Schnabel, Jean-Michel Basquiat or something. And second thing is Jeff Koons or the kind of the simulationism. But I'm Japanese. I cannot, you know, the playing for the looks like American artist. That's why I have to looking for the some, what is my identity in from the Japanese history. So, and mix with American art and the Japanese history, and then, you know, step by step to making for the new something. And then, you know, first time to I found to the flower something in, you know, face stuff is very, can understand to the contemporary art in New York City, I thought.
So
because Japanese, the landscape history in a painting is doesn't have a human being. Anytime to without human being is kind of the very poetic something. But here is a Western world is anytime to focusing for the what is a human being. That's why, you know, have to make it for the face.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And building on that, so, you know, your work often fuses traditional Japanese art with contemporary pop culture. How do you see this blending of cultural elements contributing to a larger global conversation around art and identity today, especially with the influence of technology?
I've been having a very big complex myself was I have no memory. Anytime to forget everything. But recently, this 10 years, 15 years, anytime to can access with internet, website, and the memory. In mostly that this, you know, 10 years is you know, kind of the mobile to access anytime to the, you know, what is I was, you know, doing for the what. In, you know, 2 years ago is what? It's in checking for the photo or something. That is, you know, very, can help to my, how can I say, keep the, my identity. So, but, you know, still the, my memory is pretty bad. That's why anytime to make, you know, can meet anything to the very fleshy something. So, for example, the you guys asking me, oh, you came to Toronto is the first time, but yesterday my feeling was I came to Toronto before. So because looks like a very Chicago or something like that, but looks like kind of the very confusing in my head anytime. So that's why I have to choosing for the, my job as an artist. So, but you know, technology can help a lot for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Your collaborations really extend beyond the art world, including fashion, film, music. How did these cross-disciplinary collaborations really enrich your artistic expression, and how do they pose unique challenges as well?
Okay, the what is a good thing is collaboration is not just my talent. Like a collaborator, for example, the Louis Vuitton collaboration was like over 70% is Marc Jacobs, the power, right? And his talent. So that is can help to the rising my career and my kind of idea. So that collaboration is, for example, Billie Eilish collaboration is, I was very surprised because she was 16, 17 years old, but she already having a very strong vision. Mm. Like she offered me to the music video, was everything is in her head. And then we making for the some illustration and then presentation for her. It's kind of the anytime to come watching to the fresh idea from the collaborator.
Yeah.
That's why I lovely for the anytime to making for a collaboration.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we're talking about you visiting Toronto here. What has brought you to our city?
Mm-hmm. This is a project for the some icon for the my character. Mm-hmm. It's the flower parents and the child. So that is the promotion stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So how do you think contemporary art and real estate design complement and amplify each other, you know, building on our conversations around, you know, cross-disciplinary discussions?
Okay, I had been like several times to the kind of the development to the building project. The mostly in Tokyo, the Roppongi Hills. So the project was a very first time in Japan to link with my character and this building branding. Because you know, that owner was really want to promote to the young kids. Hmm. Because you know, want to be enjoying for the, you know, whole range to the, you know, generation. That's why this owner to focusing for the children. And then, so I making for the very cutie characters. And then go to the commercial film, and in a town has looks like a Disneyland character, stuffed animal is moving or something. And then very first moment is having a big halation in this industry. Mm. Oh, this is too much childish, and this is, you know, kind of bullshit. But you know, finally a lot of people came to the open after opening, the people, and then like that this industry, you know, open eye, and then understanding for that, oh, branding is very important, because this is a, you know, town management is a very abstraction, so have to making for the some icon and like a message is very friendly. So that and then after that, after our project is in Japan has a lot of thing is a collaboration like me, like me and you know, the client.
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking of your artwork, the piece together with the flower parent and child will be a prominent feature in the lobby of the Fried Hotel and Residences. Can you tell us a bit about the meaning behind the artwork and how this really blends with the overall project?
Okay, I told you about where from my idea, the flower design stuff, flower and the face, came from the Japanese traditional art history. And then I making for the just flower and faces. But recently, more, you know, strong message is what? So this is my question. And then it's, you know, have to keep, you know, making for the body. Looks like exactly a human being style. And then this is a parent and the child is exactly, looks like kind of the animal. But, you know, people understanding for the flower is not animal. It's kind of the, you know, transformation, the very abstraction message. How can I say, flower still alive. But you know, flower still having some impression, like, you know, kind of the can keep the love with a child or something. So that is you know, the new message.
Yeah.
In this 5 years, 6 years.
Yeah, your work really often really evokes a very strong emotional response. How do you approach the connection between art and emotion, and what kinds of emotions do you hope viewers experience when engaging with your work?
In Western world, having a very high literacy to watching to the art pieces. So this is compared with the Asian reality is very far away. Mostly in Japan, Japanese people, when they're watching to the painting, in front of the painting, is they need to, very important thing is just the impression, like a kind of the sixth sense. I like this, or I don't like this. That's it, very important. But here is a more important thing is a history, and how connection with the history and kind of the impression. It's kind of the mixing for the in the audience head. That is, you know, you said the very strong kind of the emotion from the my piece. So that's why this is a you know kind of the watching the chemical chemistry, you know. Like a change. Mm. So, for example, my personal feeling is very quiet anytime. So when I'm making for the design thing is a flower painting, so that is a very flat feeling. Mm-hmm. But so sometime the Western audience said, "Oh, this is Takahashi. Thank you. This is a very lovely and a very happy, blah blah blah." But honestly, I'm very, you know, flat feeling. So this contrast is, you know, anytime too, I'm kind of the fun you know, reaction.
Some of your work addresses social and political issues, and art is such a great medium to discuss those things. How do you approach using art as a medium for commentary, and what messages do you hope to convey through your art?
In my history, so I was using for the political message is very few time. Mm-hmm. So because this is, you know, sometime I was using for the political something, but because that moment was my reality. So I having some impression from the, you know, political something, but for mostly big reaction from the Japanese big earthquake. So because I found why Japanese people, you know, cannot believe just one God. So like we have like over 1,000 gods is what is, you know, too much very strong power from the nature disaster. Mm. So, for example, something like that. But other time is just I am breathing for the every day, the kind of the, you know, watching to the net news and the radio or something, and then making for the something. I want to keep the neutral, like a condition in my head. Mm-hmm. Sometime, and then the audience watching to the paintings or something like sculpture, you know, catch up for some message, but in my head is super neutral. That is my way to can survive long term. Mm. So like mostly, my goal is after I will die. After that, in the future is you know mostly important to you know the presentation.
Yeah. What do you think is you know, the biggest challenge facing contemporary artists today, from your perspective?
In here is, I don't know, but in Japan, the general people, every people is very angry. Like cannot control to the ego. Mm. And then, you know, completely like missing away. That's why the feeling is really angry, right? But this is not angry. So, but in the surface is looks like angry. Mm-hmm. So how communicate with this anger feeling? So sometime to more pushing for this anger, and sometime to the step back to this anger. That like position is we have a very, how can I say? Precisely to have the understanding. to the each, you know, the creator's standing position. Mm. Not just for the pushing for the happiness, not too much to the, you know, very strong anger. It's kind of the good balance is what? That is a very difficult point right now.
Yeah. Last question. Can you provide some insight into any of your upcoming projects or artistic explorations you're currently engaged in and what direction you see your art going in the future?
Right now is NFT art is super quiet, almost like destroyed. But, you know, myself, I still believe to the kind of the metaverse. Mm. So because when I was met with this reality, it's kind of the, I woke up in my head because link with my kids, the reality, because my kids like playing for the networking game. And when my kids are playing after the, you know, this game, it looks like completely different character. So that means like these, my you know, kids having a, in the head is a different dimension, like a real world and virtual reality or something. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, step by step, like a virtual reality is bigger and bigger. Maybe because in the real world is very, how can I say, tight. Mm-hmm. And I told you that, so anybody too much anger each other. That's why we have to escape for the, you know, another world. So that's why the kind of the NFT is one of the, you know, kind of out of the reality. But doesn't necessarily to say NFT art and kind of the metaverse. So, but in fact, the sculpture and the painting is very important to, you know, go into the fantasy world, the gate. But we can make it for the another, you know, completely new media. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the, you know, a new goggle is, you know, didn't yet the fit the some art form, but we have to find out to the what form is you know, best way to the kind of the, you know, completely new dimension,
right,
thing.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Wonderful chat.
If you enjoyed this episode, we'd really appreciate it if you left a review on Apple Podcasts. Let us know what you liked, who you'd like to see on the show, and anything else you want to share. To keep up to date, subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Until next time, ask yourself, what's your mission?